with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Stories at 12 hours. President Hichilema tells UN Africa will no longer export unprocessed minerals. Brian Mundubile gives Given Luvinda Makhebi Zulu 12 days to accept running mate offer. And long queues and confusion mar first day of India's landmark AI summit.
FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has told the United Nations that Zambia and the African continent are no longer interested in discussions promoting the extraction and export of minerals in raw form. Speaking during a meeting with Rebecca Grinspan, Secretary General of the UN Conference on Trade and Development at State House, President Hichilema said Africa has now awakened and will not allow the export of unprocessed minerals. The head of state has emphasized that it is high time ordinary citizens felt the positive impacts of their country's mineral endowments. President Hichilema has also commended the UN for its support in ensuring Zambia's successful debt restructuring. Meanwhile, Ms. Grinspan has noted that the UN has studied Zambia's economic growth, describing it as exponential, and expressed the organization's willingness to assist Zambia in financing climate-related adaptation measures. The Tonse Alliance says its president, Brian Mundubile, has given PF acting president Given Luvinda and presidential hopeful Makhebi Zulu 12 days to engage and consider becoming his running mate under the alliance. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM, alliance coordinator and lead consultant Dr. Chris Zimba said the request follows feedback, advice, and guidance from various stakeholders within the Patriotic Front, the church, traditional leaders, academics, the media, and members of the Tonse Alliance. Dr. Zimba said by accepting the offer to be running mate, either Mr. Zulu or Mr. Luvinda could fast-track their chances of serving in government as Republican vice president in the upcoming August elections under Mr. Mundubile's leadership. He has noted that both Mr. Zulu and Mr. Luvinda are currently engaging in consultations without a formal political platform or a legitimate mandate from any registered political party. Dr. Zimba has further claimed that the two leaders risk wasting political opportunities, citing their participation in the PF convention that was scheduled for November 2025 that did not take place despite paying 200,000 kwacha to contest. Dr. Zimba has added that under Mr. Mundubile's leadership, the Tonse Alliance has prioritized promoting political dialogue, reconciliation, peace and unity among PF members and the broader opposition. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has announced that load shedding has been completely eliminated in Luapula province following the development of the 50-megawatt Mavumba solar power plant. Speaking during the launch of the Luapula Investment Expo 2026, Ms. Nalumango said the energy deficit had been the greatest challenge hindering investment in the province. She has noted that the Mavumba solar power plant is already feeding 14 megawatts into the national grid and urged both local and international investors to take advantage of the improved power supply to explore investment opportunities in the province.
One of the most critical challenges that held back investment in Luapula in previous years was the energy deficit. I am pleased to state here that this challenge is now being firmly addressed. The 50 megawatt Mavumba solar power plant is already evacuating 14 megawatts into the national grid, a development that has effectively brought an end to load shedding in the province.
And Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has encouraged investors to consider Luapula as a prime investment destination, citing government's commitment to creating a conducive business environment. Meanwhile, Luapula Province Minister Nathan Msonda has announced that the Luapula Investment Expo 2026 will be held from April 20th to 24th at Kaole Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, this launch sets the stage for the main event scheduled for 20th to 24th April 2026 in our beautiful town of Mansa. And we look forward to hosting you in Luapula province as we collectively advance investment, value addition, industrialization and job creation.
People's Party President Dr. Sebastian Kopulande and Secretary General James Tembo have sued the party's former Secretary General and Treasurer, seeking an injunction to restrain them from holding themselves as members or leaders of the party. The plaintiffs state that despite receiving formal notification of their expulsion, the defendants proceeded to hold what they describe as an illegal national conference on January 30th, 2026. In a statement of claim filed in the Lusaka High Court, Dr. Kopulande and Mr. Tembo are seeking a declaration that the purported national conference held on January 30th, 2026 was illegal, null and void. They are also seeking an injunction restraining Agnes Kawandami and Carlson Chingwengwezi from presenting Mwape Mandona as President of the People's Party. Dr. Kopulande further wants the court to stop the defendants from portraying themselves as leaders or representatives of the party.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Institute of Marketing, ZIM, has officially launched the 2026 Zambia Advertising Standards and unveiled the Advertising Standards Board, aimed at promoting the effective growth of the country's advertising and marketing sector. Speaking at the launch, Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Director of Domestic Trade and Commerce, Margaret Chikuva, has described the development as a milestone that will help create a fair and well-regulated business environment. Ms. Chikuva said marketing and advertising play a crucial role in shaping the country's image and called on industry players to adhere to the newly introduced standards.
the standards that are being launched today really